Trustee Robert Boy.
Here.
Trustee John Butler. Trustee Raquel Chavez. Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir. Trustee Tim Struthers. Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Here. Mr. Blakemore, can you verify a quorum and that the appropriate notice of the public meeting has been given?
No, I can't. Oh, yes, I can. Yes and yes.
That's the answer I expected. Thank you. All right, we're going to start today's meeting by having a swearing in of our newest member, Timothy A. Struthers. And Mr. Struthers, if you'll join me at the podium, I will get there directly and we'll do your swearing in. I can make it. So congratulations on your appointment. It took effect when it was made. So the swearing in here is ceremonial. Your participation to date has been fully legal. I want everybody to understand that clearly. Nevertheless, we're going to go through the formality now.
Thank you.
So if you would raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I,
Timothy A. Struthers.
Timothy A. Struthers.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve.
That I will faithfully serve.
Support.
Support.
Preserve.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend.
And defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Bylaws.
Bylaws.
And policies.
And policies.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility that each member of the Board of Trustees has and fully solemnly swear that I will discharge faithfully
my duties
as a member
of the Board of Trustees
of Northern Illinois University
to the best of my ability.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It's a certificate.
Thank you.
There's a limited edition trustee's lapel pin, which I'm sure you'll be awarded in due time. And the podium is yours.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Strauss. I just have a few comments that our university, as Bessie Karnopoulos stated earlier, has a great history, you know, with many proud accomplishments. The impact and direction of NIU has a major impact on our local and regional environments. Today, we face many headwinds. Some of those are internal, some of those are external. My objective is to advance our institution. Some measures of advancement include improved employee morale, engagement, and a positive culture at NIU. Raises for our employees, mostly in the lower and middle level pay grades. Increase enrollment of qualified students. Enhanced environment of vibrancy and safety. Advance the prominence of our best colleges and grow those in emerging areas. And operate in a fiscally sustainable way for decades to come. This is a difficult assignment, as everyone in this room knows, right? But it's a worthy cause that I can get behind and hope that I can make a positive difference and influence in NIU and the greater community. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. All right. Can I have a motion to approve the agenda that was presented previously?
So moved.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I don't have any comments. I won't forget to ask whether the University Advisory Council has any comments right now.
We're good this session. Thank you.
All right. So what happens when you ask? Any public comment requests filed,
no.
Mr. Blakemore?
No requests filed.
In that case, I will turn this over to the president for his report.
Thanks. Just a very quick report. We've had a good week in Rockford. This week we had two great meetings. One was to announce the DMDII chapter, the Digital Manufacturing Design Innovation Institute, will be the first chapter in the country that's a satellite off of the main, and it's going to hook small and medium manufacturers into the big data world to facilitate their manufacturing and make them globally competitive. So we're excited to do that. And the next day in Rockford, we celebrated the 20th anniversary of the Rockford campus and all that they've done there to help industry and help students and help the community grow. So it's been a great week in Rockford for the university. At the DMDI announcement, Representative Bustos and Senator Durbin spoke about their role in this and the role of DMDI in the community, and it was great to have them as well as community leaders there. So that's my quick report on that. Now, we've got two action items, and they should look familiar to you since you voted on them about 10 minutes ago. We actually need to have the full board have a meeting to vote on these, and we need to do these in a timely fashion because of the calendar. The first is the Intercollegiate Athletics IHSA Football Championship Ticket Agreement, and that's one where we transfer the ticket revenues to the IHSA just as we did 2 years ago. It's a part of a multi-year contract. So I would move that we officially approve that so that we can make that transfer.
Thank you. I believe... I don't have the printed matter in front of me, but I'm sure that we have a dollar amount for that.
$400,000 is the not-to-exceed number.
All right, so that's sufficient for your purpose, Mr.
Yes.
Blakemore? All right. Can I have a motion to that effect, please?
Yeah.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you. The second item is the Stevens Building Winterization Project, and as Trustee Coleman noted, there's a time frame here. We need to get that work done before the snow flies and the pipes freeze. So they can get after it quickly and get it done, but we need to approve it. So we would move for approval of expenditure authority for the project not to exceed $300,000.
And that's to the Capital Development Board, correct?
Development Board.
All right. Can I have a motion to that effect, please?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All meetings should be like this.
Any other matters to come before this meeting? Our next meeting is a regular full board meeting. It is in December. I know that date is also December 10th.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Can I have a motion to adjourn? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries as well. Thank you all.